is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Arganunya sent me an article that he wanted me to cover because Strong Successful Male covered this article previously, but a guy like him is way more PC in how he does things. But he wanted my version, which is going to be fire and brimstone. The joys of being an underground content creator. You don't play by the rules. Now, this article was published on the 3rd of December. Gentlemen, prepare to break out the world's smallest violin and your favorite mug to catch some female tears. More and more women are paying alimony to quote-unquote failure to launch ex-husbands. And they're really, really not happy about it. I think we can all sum this up in one simple word. Suffer! Gentlemen, this is a very lengthy article, so I've chopped it down to size because there is a whole lot of fluff and women sharing their stories about having to pay alimony. And gentlemen, let's sit back and enjoy this shit show, shall we? The typical narrative around child support and alimony is that, for better or worse, husbands pay it to their ex-wives. Gee, you think? There's a multi-billion dollar business called the family court system that enforces their will upon men. Why? Because they know they're going to get kickbacks from all of that. But there's a growing demographic of Washington women who emerge from their marriages as the payers, not the recipients, of this kind of financial restitution. Good. And trust and believe, it's not just Washington. This is something that's happening countrywide. And yes, women are fuming about it. Because, oh, he's the man. Oh, he's supposed to take care of me regardless. Ah, ladies, how is that equality sandwich tasting now? Ah, yes. Some of them have already coined a term for this phenomenon. They joke that they're calling it galimony. Call it whatever the fuck you want. It is what it is. You're the breadwinner. Guess what, bitch? Pay up. And while no one is ever thrilled at the prospect of writing checks to an ex, divorce attorneys around the region report that a rising contingent of these female payers react to the prospect of sending support payments to their exes with pure, hot rage. Welcome to equality, ladies. You think men aren't seething with rage when they have to write those alimony checks, especially to a woman who was cheating with another man and then have to turn around and have another man benefit from his hard labor? Get the fuck out of here. What's noteworthy to me is the fury of the women, says Heather Hotstetter, a prominent divorce lawyer in Bethesda, who handles cases in Maryland and D.C. Quote, unquote, I just don't experience that as much with men who are confronted with the fact that they have to pay alimony. And for the fury that relates to this idea, quote, unquote, the question becomes, what exactly am I paying for? You see, men, we understand, even though it is completely and totally screwed up, but we men, we have to continue to pay. Why? Because of quote unquote archaic divorce laws that for some odd reason in 2021 have not changed. Oh, I guarantee you this, when more women are forced to pay, yeah, somehow, some way, those laws are going to be changed, but not for the benefit of men. Just saying. Quote unquote, it may be a shock to some women because they are not interested in supporting 9 times out of 10 what they call the quote unquote loser. And that's why they're getting out of the marriage, because he's a loser or he's strayed or whatever it might be, says Cheryl New, a family lawyer who has been practicing in Maryland and Virginia for 3+ decades. Oh, so the husband is a loser or he cheated. So you decide you're going to leave, but the fact that you have to pay really, really pisses you off. Once again, I will ask these women, how does that equality sandwich taste now? Remember, ladies, equality was never equality for you. It was all about special privileges. And when it comes down to feminists, it's all about revenge. Let's go ahead and call this wave of feminism what it truly is. Anyway, quote unquote, I think it is really hard emotionally for women to wrap their arms around this phenomenon, especially considering that in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., it doesn't even matter how long or short your marriage was, you can still be made to pay. Good. Men have been trying to get these laws changed for decades, but you know what happened? Typically, the same thing that's happening all in this article. The men are shamed. Enter Clendu Isaacs and one Mr. Kevin Federline. Women are still hot under the collar because those two men are collecting alimony and child support from their exes. Guess what, ladies? Suck it up. For Michelle, the notion that her ex was somehow entitled to money from her, given the circumstances, was infuriating. Quote unquote, I spent a lot of time being very bitter over how betrayed I felt, she says, adding that it took her 3 years to pay off all kinds of expenses she incurred during the marriage and divorce, a 6-figure sum in her estimation. Once again, where is all of this fire when men are made to pay these outrageous alimony payments? Oh, he's just a man. He's supposed to pay it. Once again, I'm going to reiterate this. How does that equality sandwich taste, ladies? Oh, this article is beautiful. I think it's important to go back to why alimony was created in the first place, says Michelle. It's not just as simple as saying, because men pay it, women should pay it too. Or is it? Yes, it is. It is that damn simple. Historically, a woman had alimony rights because she had no property rights during marriage. An interesting trade-off that, and zero ability to earn money. Or excuse me, her own money. Ah, yes. See, back in the olden days, alimony was actually a good thing. However, unlike today, alimony back then was not used as a weapon against men, especially to keep men in relationships, or excuse me, marriages that they're not happy in, as in today. Trust and believe, the overwhelming majority of married men today are stuck in hell, aka their marriages. Why? Because they know that the alimony payments alone are going to completely bankrupt them. But women have no problems keeping these men in these hell-bound marriages. And then what do? They've mentally and psychologically abuse these men. Because why? Oh, I can always rely on the gun of the state. Yeah. Anyway, alimony then and now wasn't really about the woman's well-being so much as protecting the state from the undue burden of taking care of her when her husband didn't want to provide for her anymore. Bam! There you go. It's all about the goddamn state. Once again, you cannot tell us that women do not belong to the state. All in all, there it is. In 1979, citing the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, the Supreme Court determined that this quote-unquote unequal treatment wherein men are always payers and women are the inevitable payees was unconstitutional, thereby striking down an Alabama statute that required only men to pay alimony to women. Oh, I guarantee you women are fuming once they find this out. And there was actually a case that was included in this article. Very interesting, gentlemen. Very interesting. Hotstetter calls the men in the most enraging of women pay out to divorcees, quote unquote, failure to launch exes. Now, why can't we call women who receive alimony and child support failure to launch ex-wives? Why? Because they know as long as they don't get married to another man, they can keep sucking off of the ex-husband. Even if the ex-husband goes on and remarries another woman and has another family, they will calculate that woman's income and raise the amount that he has to pay. Yeah, talk about straight up garbage. Anyway, for the last 10 years, I've seen and represented many more women who fall into what I'd say is a very specific category. The wife is the breadwinner, but the husband is not necessarily performing the services of the traditional stay-at-home spouse. Gentlemen, there is so much shaming and outright misogyny in this article. That's about all I'm going to read. However, so many women, especially nowadays, are falling into that breadwinner category. Now, it's common knowledge that when the woman out-earns the man, she then wants to go ahead and trade said man in because he's not quote unquote providing enough for her. Gentlemen, if you fall into that category, do not be ashamed to fight for alimony. Period, point blank. Especially if she's being a real bitch about it and she doesn't want to be amicable. Yeah, hit her over the head with the alimony hammer. And do not be afraid, because so many people are still going to try to shame you. A real man wouldn't take a woman's money. Get the fuck out of here. We live in an equal society. So guess what? Women should be made to pay alimony equally too, especially if they're the breadwinner. Gentlemen, take that knowledge, look at your state laws, and put that away in your pocket. Make that a weapon in your arsenal. Because trust and believe, I did that, especially out here in California. See, the meat sack let it slip that a lot of her co-workers, licensed nurses, were paying their ex-husband's alimony, and they were not happy about it. See, this was back before all of our tribulations. However, I filed that information away. And when things went bad between us, I made sure to let it be known I was going to fight her for alimony. Even her own family court attorney told her that would not be a good idea. You should reconcile. Your husband knows far too much. Yeah, I looked at her her divorce paperwork, and yeah, her own attorney told her, your husband has far too much knowledge. He's gonna win. Make things right with him, be peaceful, and whatever plan y'all have, that's the plan y'all should execute. It is what it is. So that's how I was able to make my situation into what it is today. She's over there with whoever she wants to be with. I'm over here by myself. And when we come together, we're amicable. And then we go to our separate corners. That works out perfectly for me. However, most men don't have that option. So I would tell you, hey, when your woman out earns you and she wants to trade you in, beat her over the head with the alimony hammer. It is what it is. Make her pay. If she wants to leave, make her ass pay. That's all I gotta say on that one. But with that being said, ladies, especially you modern women of today, understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and this completely and totally unfair divorce system that you love to hit men over the head with is going to go out right along with it. Why? Because more and more men are going to get this information, and if you out-earn them, they're going to hit you over the head. There is no more shaming when it comes to this. Period. Point blank. Anyway, read the entire article and look at some of the stories that these women share. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.